listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship. If you're like most eBay sellers, your heart beats just a little bit faster when you hear the words, "We're going to the flea market." With us now to explain how her fascination...
Are we there yet, Daddy?
Are we there?
Yes.
Yeah. No. After we get over that hill.
Oh, okay.
Her fascination with flea markets has gone global in Flea Hopper. Peggy Losey, she's known on eBay as top-rated seller Orthotech, all one word. Peggy, what is a flea hopper?
Flea hopper is a mindset. It is a person who kind of ended up going across the Atlantic Ocean to visit her daughter and discovering flea markets on the other side of the ocean, and discovering that going to these flea markets, and no matter what country it is, learning that all women try to get rid of their leftover plasticware, lids and bottoms, at different flea markets.
Oh.
And it's kind of a lifestyle that I've developed.
So you get to deduct your trip on your income tax.
I do.
And other things, food, all kinds of goodies. And you also get to deduct eventually your buys that you buy. So it's a wonderful way to go to Europe. I like it.
It absolutely is. It's a lemonade out of lemons story for my husband and I, and it's one we never dreamed that we would fall into, and we have certainly made really, really top-notch friends across the world as well as some amazing opportunities.
So you go to one of these. First of all, how long have you been on eBay?
Well, I've been on since 1998, back in the day.
Wow.
And you go to one of these flea markets, and how do you get your stuff back home? Just ship it home?
No. I usually bring it back in my carry-on or my suitcase. My early trips over there, it was when glassware was still worth something, and that's my area of greatest expertise. And so I identified European glassware, which incidentally doesn't sell as well over here as it does over there. Lesson learned. I did pick up an antique baby mannequin at a garage sale in Kempten, Germany one time. Bubble wrapped her and brought her home and in my duffel bag as a carry-on. She looked kind of cute going through the X-ray machine. And she was
probably gave them pause.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure they've seen a lot worse.
Exactly. She was bought by the prop folks for the movie Leatherheads. And
oh.
I'm told that she's in one of the window scenes in the movie of Leatherheads.
Oh, I love those stories.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
So how did you get into thrifting and reselling?
Well, my dad started taking us around to auctions when I was about 9 years old. And so we kind of lived the auction life as a child. And then when I went back to work after my kids were in school, I was a medical secretary in a hospital, and there was the dress code, and I didn't have the money to buy that kind of stuff, so I went to thrift stores and I kind of bought the uniform, so to speak, you know, the blazers and the nylons and the skirts and the pumps and all of that.
Oh yeah.
And I realized, oh my gosh, this is I can really clothe myself in a quite a fashionable way for a lot less than a lot of other people are. And that kind of spilled over then into garage sailing and realizing the thrift potential there.
And here you are today.
I am. I take those same techniques and apply them no matter what countries around the world that I'm at.
How do you find flea markets in Europe, for example?
Well, My daughter moved to Germany in 2001, which is how I ended up starting this journey.
Oh.
And my very first visit to the city that's closest to their small village in Bavaria, they just happened to have one in the city that particular day. And so then we found there's a publication in Bavaria called Allgäu, and she lives in the Allgäu region, called Allgäu Weit. and they list at the back of there all of the flow marks that are in the area. Mm-hmm. And so then that's, her name is Heidi, go figure. That's what Heidi and I started doing, was looking there. And then through amazing networking, right here in the U.S. of A., her and I were invited to stay with a woman who lived in a Black Forest area.
Oh.
So one of our first trips, that's how I got to Switzerland, was over to the Black Forest area. And she showed us around Switzerland and the Black Forest area, and we were able to stay with her. You know, she invited us to stay with her in her home, so our lodging was free there. And just through networking, it's you know, be friendly and share your story.
I want to go.
Come along. I'm planning a trip in the spring.
It sounds like fun. I went to one flea market I found on my first trip to Berlin. There was a flea market that happens in the Tiergarten, and it was great stuff. But I didn't buy anything because I didn't know how am I going to ship this home and what am I going to, and I regretted it the minute I didn't do it.
You know, that is one of the best tips that I have learned, is if you find something, no matter where it is and it speaks to your heart, buy it.
Buy it.
And then figure out how you're going to get it home later.
Yeah, don't worry about
it. Find a way.
I think you're right. I think that was my mistake. So,
you mentioned Germany. You mentioned Switzerland. Bavaria is a state in Germany. So Bavaria, or rather Germany and Switzerland. Any other countries?
We have been to Paris, the Czech Republic. We just got back from Italy 4 days ago.
Oh,
yes. Spain,
so there's a
Amsterdam.
Great flea market in Italy. Did you go to Arezzo?
No, we were in Tuscany this trip.
That's in Tuscany. Arezzo is a town in Tuscany, and they have one of the best flea markets in the world, the first weekend of every month, I believe.
I missed that one. I'm really, really sad that I missed that one.
Yeah,
feel bad, Griff.
Well, then my work here is finished.
No.
You can leave now.
There's always another trip in my
There's
book.
Always another trip. That's right.
So you fund your travels, I'm assuming, with your eBay sales.
I do. I fund it with my eBay profits. Over the years, we live in Michigan, and our Michigan auto economy has been up and down and up and down. And we have used eBay profits for everything from food for the table to gas for the car to trips to Europe. And
that's
when I have a flea market in sight, I ramp up my sales and I scour the, oh no, this is kind of another cheap travel trick, if anybody knows of Google flights. Scour those Google flights, because there's amazing deals out there.
So you have to be ready to go though, right?
Yeah.
Well, it depends. Some of them are flexible. On Google flights, you can just kind of watch it. The way that I do mine is I always zero in on the time frame. Like in the spring, I've been to the Amsterdam King's Day flea markets around there 3 times, and a couple of times to this, a huge spring flea market, mini Oktoberfest, really, in Munich. That's, I think it's like a couple of weeks after Easter, or 2 or 3 weeks after Easter, and I'm trying to decide right now which of the two of those that I want to go to. So I kind of have those dates in my mind, and I always find my flea market first. And I find my target first, and then I try to arrange my, you know, I try to find the cheap travel around that time.
Yeah.
And then I also use like Airbnb or HomeAway.com. I love staying in the small little villages and living with the local people. That's where you really, really learn a lot about the culture, the best places to go, and just tons and tons of great new education just living with the locals.
Hey, you know what would be fun is to organize a tour of European flea markets. So it's a tour package
you're
you put together.
You're reading my heart, my
wow.
friend.
And a bunch of us
you're
go on a
that
on a fun
would be
trip,
a blast.
Raping and pillaging all of Europe for their goods.
I'm telling you, y'all get in touch with me, and that has been my dream.
Why don't you organize it?
I seriously, anybody that's interested, please get in touch, because like I said, I've always already got my eye on two different locations in the spring. And depending on what kind of a adventure somebody wants, it's a choice between Amsterdam or Munich.
Ooh.
So if you want to just go and stay in one area, I would say shoot for Amsterdam, and I'm ready to go. Or if you want to, like, do the big Munich festival and have the whole beer, Oktoberfest experience, and then maybe travel down to Bavaria where my daughter lives. She lives about 25 minutes from the Neuschwanstein Castle in the foothills of the Alps.
Oh, yeah.
It's an idyllic area. You know, then take the adventure down there and, you know, just take in more of the whole experience.
Give me your top tip for aspiring flea hoppers.
Top tip.
For aspiring flea hoppers is to travel cheap and stay local.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Travel cheap, stay local.
I like that.
Yep.
That's good. I heard you had an e-book in the works.
I do have an ebook in the work and the name of it is, guess what?
Flea Hopper.
Flea Hopper.
Ah.
It is. And it's the story of how I got to where I am right now with a travel log at the end of it with tons and tons and tons of pictures of flea markets from the places that we visited.
I hope you will give us a couple to give away over the air and you will come back on after you've finished it.
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, I'd be happy to do so. The narrative is finished and it's at the edit stage right now and I've just got to put the pictures in there. And I'm hoping that the pictures will draw folks in to share this experience.
And
with
you
me.
Have you'll have a list of flea hoppers. You'll have a list of flea markets in Europe, right?
I will.
Okay.
I will. That is in the book.
Oh.
And some of my friends I've met along the way.
Fantastic, Peggy.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
What a great thing that would be, go on Europe on a big flea hop tour. Flea hopper tour. This segment was brought to you by ShipStation. Up next, socializing at eBay Open. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio.
Your e-commerce business is growing. Sales are multiplying. And you need a shipping solution that can keep up. ShipStation can help. Even when you have multiple selling channels and multiple carrier accounts. With ShipStation, fulfilling orders is not only easier, it's faster too. ShipStation is web-based, so you can manage and ship your orders from anywhere you happen to be. And ShipStation lets you automate almost everything. You can import each item's photo, weight, and SKU. Email your buyer, promote your other items, even leave feedback. ShipStation also integrates with multiple carriers at competitive rates, letting you ship every item cost-effectively. Wherever you sell, however you ship, ShipStation offers you multiple ways to save time and money. Try ShipStation free for 30 days, no credit card required, at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Here's an entrepreneurial tip to help you grow your business. Brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
To most people, modern appliances, tools, and technology are simply instruments of daily life. They don't think much about them one way or the other. On the other hand, entrepreneurs have been known to question, refine, and generally try to figure out ways to do or make stuff better. This is the part of the entrepreneurial spirit that makes progress happen. Even if you don't sell your systems or ideas to others and only use them to enhance your own success, you have that spirit. Like the new spreadsheet you made to better handle your inventory, or the bookkeeping system that's yours and yours alone. You are on the front lines of a revolution in shopping, and it's a privilege of being a small business owner in this century. Use your spirit wisely.
This entrepreneurial tip was brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere from big screens to small. contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.